This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وذا النون إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين صدق الله العظيم. This is سورة الأنبياء verses 87 and 88, verses 87 and 88 of Surah Al-Anbiya. We hear many stories of the Anbiya in Surah Al-Anbiya, of course. This is just one of those many stories. This is the story of Nabi Yunus, alayhi salatu wasalam, referred to in this ayah as Dhunnun. Wa dhannuni, dhu means possessor of, and noon refers to the whale. Noon in the Arabic, in terms of the tafasir of this ayah, refers to the whale. So the one associated with the whale. Idh, ay udhkur. Whenever you see idh, udhkur, call to mind. Idh dhahaba mughadiban, when he went off angrily. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded him to go to Nainawa. Nainawa is near Mosul in Al-Iraq. And instead he went to Yafa, to Jaffa, or Joppa as it's written in the Bible. And he got on a boat going towards Tarshish. There's different possible places for Tarshish, one of them being in Lebanon, which was then, in those days, Phoenicia. And so while he was out at sea, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a violent storm. And he realized, Nabi Allah Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, that it was because of him that he had gone in the wrong direction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَادِبًا فَظَنَّ أَن لَن نَقَدِرَ عَلَيْهِ. He thought that we couldn't catch him. He thought that we couldn't stop him. He thought that we could not subjugate him and control him. And so, when the storm came, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he told the people that, look, this is because of me. And first thing what they did, they drew lots. And his one was the one that came out, the short lot. And he said, in order for the storm to subside, you must throw me overboard. And they didn't want to, but he insisted. And so they threw him overboard. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent al-hut, the noon, the whale, and the whale swallowed him. So the story is told very concisely. وَذَنُّونَ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَادِبًا فَظَنَّ أَنْ لَنْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. And so he called out in the darkness. He called out in the darkness. The darkness of what? Of the belly of the whale. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. That there is none worthy of worship besides you, Ya Allah. Subhanak. Subhanak, this is tanzih, meaning, literally we say glory be to Allah, but what it actually means is tanzihan, eh? Ya Allah, when we glorify Allah, what we are saying is, Ya Allah, you are free of all imperfection. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I am the one that has transgressed upon myself by not obeying you, by not taking instruction from you, by wanting to do my own thing, go my own way. And this is so indicative of the way that many of us live our lives, that we know there's clear instruction from Allah, but we want to do it our way. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? ما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل ضلالا مبينا. It's not for the believing man or the believing woman that if Allah and His Messenger have decreed a matter, that they should have a say in it thereafter. There's only one thing we must say. What is that? We say it 5 times a day. After every salah. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. I can't hear you. Sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. This is true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know? We claim love for Allah and love for His Messenger. But it's not true love unless we are obedient to Allah and His Messenger. أَتَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَأَنْتَ تُذْهِرُ حُبَّهُ إِنَّ هَذَا لَأَمْرٌ فِي الْقِنَاسِ شَنِيعٌ لَوْ كَانَ حُبُّكَ صَادِقًا لَأَطَعْتَهُ إِنَّ الْمُحِبِّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُتِيعٌ. Do you disobey Allah, the poet says, while openly showing love for Him? Indeed, in analogy, this is a matter most despicable. If your love had been true, you would have obeyed Him. Indeed, the one who loves is most obedient to the one whom they love. So, this is a microcosm of how we as human beings think that we know what's better. We think that we are able to design for ourselves a system other than the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed for us. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ بِدِينِكُمْ. Do you want to teach Allah your religion? وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Do you want to teach Allah your religion? And Allah knows everything that's in the heavens and on earth? And Allah has knowledge of all things? Another verse, أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ. Are you more knowledgeable? Always Allah. Of course, this is a rhetorical question. فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. So, whenever we go against the grain, whenever we go the other way, it's going to catch up with us. It's going to catch up with us. And so it caught up with Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, and he ended up in the belly of the whale. And immediately he made tawbah and he acknowledged. And this is one of the du'as. This is one of the du'as. It's almost like, you know, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he is the ummah. We as an ummah, we are in the belly of the whale. We are in the darkness. And now if we call out sincerely, and now it's Ramadan, we have fasted, made taraweeh, we must call out now. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَّهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. There is none worthy of worship except Thee, Ya Allah. There is no true religion except from Thee, Ya Allah. There are no commands and instructions that should be obeyed except from Thee, Ya Allah. When we do that and acknowledge that and submit and surrender to Him, مُخْلِسِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, sincerely for His love and for His sake alone, جَلَّ فِي عُلَى. What is the answer going to be? Guaranteed. Guaranteed, because immediately after that comes the answer of the dua. فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We answered his prayer. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. And we relieved him of all the worry and anxiety. The ummah's feeling down at the moment. The ummah's feeling despondent at the moment. Many people within the ummah are even despairing at the moment. And we must not despair. Sayyidina Ja'far al-Sadiq, one of the great imams of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, very much misquoted from the other side. We'll leave that for another day, inshaAllah ta'ala. But Ja'far al-Sadiq, he was the one that said, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, عَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ خَافْ. I'm perplexed. I find it strange, the one who is filled with fear. وَلَمْ يَفْزَعْ إِلَىٰ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَىٰ حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. I find it strange, the one that is filled with fear, and they don't seek refuge in the words of Allah, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. That Allah is enough for us, and excellent is he as a disposer of all our affairs. فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُهُ فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ اللَّهَ بِعَقِبِهِ يَقُولُ For indeed I heard Allah saying after that. Look what he says. He says, I heard Allah saying after that. He's reading the Quran as if Allah is speaking to him. That's how he must read the Quran. إذا أردت أن تكلم الله فادخل في الصلاة. If you want to speak to Allah, go and make salah. وإذا أردت أن يكلمك الله فقرأ القرآن. And if you want Allah to speak to you, read the Quran. فإني سمعت الله بعقبها يقول. For indeed, I heard Allah say after that. What did he say? حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. فانقلبوا بالنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء. And they returned to Allah with a favor, بفضل. Well, لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوء, and no harm came to them. So that's one dua, guaranteed. Especially when we are afflicted with any sort of fear, we say, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمُ الْوَكِيلُ, like the people of Gaza, Allahu Akbar. For everything that's happening to them, we just hear them saying, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمُ الْوَكِيلُ. Then he said, وَعَجِبْتُ لِمَنِ اخْتَمْ, and I find it strange, the one who is overcome with anxiety and worry and depression. وعجبت لمن اختم ولم يفزع الى قوله تعالى ان لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين. And then he mentioned this dua. I find the one strange that the one who is overcome with worry and anxiety, that they don't seek refuge in the words of Allah, that ya Allah, there is none worthy of worship but thee, subhanak, you are free of all imperfection, inni kuntu min al-zalimin, I was of the wrongdoers, fastajabna la, and so he answered his prayer. Guaranteed. The second dua that is guaranteed to be answered, if made sincerely, بإذن الله تعالى. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ, and we relieved him of all worry and anxiety. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and so do we save all the believers, not just for Nabi Yunus. Anybody that makes this dua. أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And then the last one, and this is the one that we make like Bani Israel, like Nabi Musa made against Fir'aun and his army, we make against Bani Suhyun, the Zionists, and their army, and their collaborators, and their supporters. And that is, he said, وَعَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ مُكِرَ بِي. I find it strange, the one who is plotted against. People are being plotted against. He said, I find it strange that they don't seek refuge in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. These three du'as for you, Jamaat al-Muslimin. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. لَا إِلَّهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And the third one, وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. I surrender my matter to Allah. خلاص. Indeed, Allah sees everything that His servants, that His creation is doing. And what was the answer? فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. And so Allah saved him. This is the dua of Nabi Musa. I surrender my matter to you, Ya Allah. You see everything what's going on and what everybody is doing. فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. And so Allah saved him from the evil of those that were plotting against him. وَأَحَاقَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicted Fir'aun and his army with the worst of punishments. Dying without iman. Allahu Akbar. So we must not despair, Jamaat al-Muslimin. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We are in the darkness at the moment. We must now connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month of Ramadan. And we must call on Allah and put our trust in Allah. And Allah is going to take us out of this darkness, inshaAllah. And back to the light of izzah. Back to the light of greatness. And back to the light of karama, of dignity. And back to the light of liberation. And back to the light of khilafah. And back to the life of quwa. And back to the life of implementing the sovereignty of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa aqim as-salah.